Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I minister to the gangs in Manenbergen across Cape Town, where they call me the Gang Pastor. I've only been back for a week from my most recent travels in the US, and I've been so busy catching up with my family and staff team that it feels like I never left. One of my favorite things to do is to speak to members of the next gen or youth at schools or church youth groups. Yesterday was one such brilliant day, where I had the privilege of speaking to 1,500 students and staff at the oldest and definitely one of the finest schools in Australia, the King's School. And I have to tell you, the engagement, the interest and the encouragement that I received from so many of the students as they heard stories of God's grace, His majesty and His goodness from our times in Africa gave me a great sense of hope for the future. Friends, let's take another look at what the Bible says about hope this week. The word hope is commonly used by people to mean wish. A child, for example, might say, "I hope I get a puppy for my birthday." The Bible, however, speaks of hope in a different and a far better way. Biblical hope is the confident expectation in God fulfilling His promises to us because of who He is. The very act of Jesus' death and resurrection is our hope. Jesus is the hope for the world. And there is, of course, a strong link between faith and hope. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not yet see." Faith is given by God to us so we can know Him. Even if it's as small as a mustard seed, faith enables us to know and trust Jesus for who He is. When our faith is shaken, it's often because circumstances have led us to believe something that isn't true about God. Faith is at the center of truly knowing Him and His character. This is where faith and hope intersect. Knowing God through faith gives life to hope and ultimately the confident expectation of God's promises being fulfilled. And hope works to strengthen our faith. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Friends, this verse in Romans shows us the relationship between hope and faith, that God gives us faith to trust Him, and faith produces hope for the future. Here as well, the Holy Spirit is mentioned and comes into play. His fruit will be evident in our lives, joy and peace, while we have hope knowing God will bring about His purpose in our lives and fulfill all He has promised. Friends, I want to encourage you to remind yourselves of these promises. He's with you. He'll provide for you. He will fight for you. He will never leave you. He will save you. He will heal and restore you. And He is always faithful. So my prayer as we wrap up this week is that in good times and in times of clear favor, that we might grow and strengthen our faith such that even in the dark valleys, we may never doubt that God is our constant, our provider, our healer, restorer, and protector, and that we will always remember that He is faithful until the end. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.